pressure. Guarding Curry. Curry spins him across a couple of times. Now crossover behind the back. Bounce pass to Payton. Payton goes in for a jam and got fouled. They tried to double step at the top of the key. Payton released and Cornette was a step late. And GP2 is a problem right now for Boston.
Hey, Dub Nation. It's GP2 here. Willard and Dibs is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
Well, that was nice of him.
Yeah.
And that man looks healthy. That's my number one super fancy take about GP2 so far this year. That man looks healthy.
That man looks feisty.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean that in the best possible way.
Everything is fitting like a glove, and we're so thrilled right now on the River Islands guest line is to go out to Cleveland, where the Warriors have just landed. And GP2 joins us now live on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thanks for doing it, Gary. And yeah, you look healthy. What's your response to that?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for having me. But now, yeah, it's just that was the key emphasis on my summer this year. It was just getting out of the year healthy. I had a sprained calf or something like that. I cleaned that up, and then after that, it was just try to bulletproof it and just get faster, stronger, throughout the summer, and I'm staying on it and keeping everything up to par.
Yeah, and you look better than just par, and right now the team in general looks phenomenal, 7-1. What do you make of this start, Gary, and what do you attribute it to? Because Mark and I were talking about, how is this all happening? What do you think has been working for you guys so far?
We got a lot of guys that can play basketball and play at a high level. All our young guys are, they've been playing at a high level for a year about now, so everything's starting to come around. Moses Moody's, settling into his role. Jonathan's settling into, potentially his superstar breakout type role. So, added the pieces, K.A. And D'Anthony Melton, everybody's come in. We got, 12 guys essentially that we can, Steve's comfortable with everybody. And I think everything right now is just, we're just flowing right now. It's a nice little gel we have.
Gary, you just mentioned it, and Melton may play tomorrow or Sunday. We'll see. Can this 12-man rotation sustain? Can you guys do that all year long?
I don't see why not. Of course, injuries and whatnot's going to happen, but I think so. Everybody's buying in, and it can be somebody's night every night, somebody different night every night. So, there's not one guy. I'm sure we have another guy to come in and make plays and, just play basketball the right way.
Last night was your night. I mean, many nights have been your night, but last night you came in and you had such great contributions. What was it about last night and the matchups that made you so comfortable and had you play so well at Boston?
We're kind of familiar with that arena and those guys. So we know what they like to do and how they like to switch on and whatever they like to do defensively. So, I'm just being myself. Go up there. They put the big guy on me. I'm probably going to go set a screen and dive, and try to be a playmaker in there. And with the pieces I have around me, it makes it that much easier and, that much exciting to go out there and, have a good game. It was two top teams, and we had fun.
GP2 is with us here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game in Cleveland, where the team will play tomorrow night in a game that you'll hear right here on 95.7 The Game. Gary, what did it mean to you? I don't want to diminish any of the other teams you've played so far, but you guys know what people were saying. It's like a measuring stick game. So what did it mean to you guys to get a win like that that's a little more high profile?
It was good. We knew the back of this road trip was three of the best teams in the league, and we knew that coming in. So kind of got out of the early road trip. Could have cleaned up a lot of stuff. Had a little scary moment in Houston, so we learned from that and came out. And we knew if we had anything like that in Houston, we were gonna get beat. So this was a good test for us, and I know Boston was going to bring out the best of us, and we was going to bring out the best of Boston. So it was going to be a good clash, and we got two more to go with some young teams. So this is another test for us, to see where we're at right now.
What's the vibe been like in the locker room? Because Mark and I were talking about expectations, and you're already a champ, and Steph and Dre have four, and so yeah, you want to always be a champion, but Does it feel a little bit less pressurized knowing that you've already got one? And also maybe the fact that most people don't think that you guys are going to be that good anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, couple years ago, you know, they didn't think that, you know, we had what it take or we was going to be that good, and turned out, you know, doing what we did. But I think now it's a good chemistry. We have a good vibe in the locker room. It kind of does feel like that a couple years ago. But we just got guys that, you know, buy in and, you know, want to do it the right way and unselfishness. And, you know, they just want to win. And I think if we keep having that mindset and keep buying into what Stack and Terry and the staff is, you know, trying to do for us with this 12-man rotation, I think it'll be very good for us down the stretch.
Gary, you always represent defense, so I really want to ask you this. Last year, not a very good defensive team. So far this year, a very good defensive team. It can't just because Steve told you to be better. Like, what happened here? Why are you guys so much better on defense?
Yeah, we got intelligent players, like I said, adding D. Melt and Kyle Anderson. You know, those are two, especially D. Melt, already defensive-minded, very smart player, and, you know, two-way, he can get going offensively, and K.A., he's like a little wizard out there, you know, with his speed and how he uses it and how he's affecting the game. It's just crazy. And we got Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga. We have so many different lineups that we can go. You know, and guys just want to get out there and make the right plays and win. So I think we've got a group of guys like that with how many number of guys we have like that, you know, it's going to be tough. You get to see different matchups, so you can't really game plan, but you can just hope, you know, that we have a bad day.
And so far, no bad days. And I do have to ask you about what's being referred to as Dunkgate after last night. And, you know, you go about 6'2 and change, and you dunk all the time, reverse, front ways, whatnot, and Wiggins goes up for a layup and doesn't dunk it, and you in the post game even mentioned, like, you know, Wiggs has to dunk the ball a little bit. Do you guys give him some a little bit of a hard time in the post game after he missed that open layup?
Nah, I don't think it's a little. It's a little bit. I think we give him a hard time all the time. But no, Wiggs. No, we gonna finish those in transition. But, you know, Wiggs is Wiggs, and I know he's going to get his bounce. He's got his bounce, so I heard that he kind of slipped yesterday, so we're going to let that one slide. But for sure, the rest of these, we're going to need him to dunk him.
While we're on the topic of dunks, Gary, our producer, Lucas Alexander, is itching to ask you a dunk question. I'm going to throw it over to Lucas.
Gary, it's Lucas. Hey, pleasure talking to you. I've noticed that even when you're wide open going for dunks, you love to do reverse dunks, coming down, cutting down the baseline. Why? It seems like 90% of your dunks are reverse. What's the deal with that?
It's a good question, Lucas. That's a good question.
Well, I guess
I can just dunk in reverse. I can actually scan the floor and see where my matchup is, and as soon as I get dunk it, I can go to my matchup. So it's probably just me scanning. It's easier for me to scan and go pick up my matchup on the way back.
Gary, was it actually a good question, or were you just being nice because it was Lucas jumping in?
No, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Okay, all right. I'll just check it.
Well, you know, that counts for something on our show
it
now,
does,
Gary.
Yeah.
You just gave him the biggest compliment that can be paid on this program.
He's like celebrating in the other room right now.
No, that was a great question. Great question.
All right,
now you're piling on.
Yeah, here's my silly, playful question. I saw the pregame, and I don't even know what to call it, when you guys get in a circle and you're kind of doing the soccer thing where you can't use your hands and you're only using your head and your feet, and you were doing it with Jonathan Kuminga and Gui Santos, two guys from different countries where soccer is a much, much bigger deal maybe than it might be here in America. That feels intimidating. What allowed you to get into that circle, Gary?
No, we all have the same passion for football. So, you know, that's our little way to, you know, just to give back to the game, have some fun with it. We watch soccer all the time. So those are my guys. And, you know, we try to have fun right before the game with it. Hopefully get a bucket out of it.
Who's your team, Gary, when you watch soccer?
Bayern Munich. From Germany. Germany team, Bayern Munich. I've been watching them since South Africa, I think 2014. That's when I probably got into soccer. So since 2014, and it's been off-ledge, and I try to get to as many matches as I can.
What made you select them?
the team that they had at the time, they had Frank Ribery, Aaron Rodgers, Thomas Mueller. They were just a feisty team. They were pretty much a bullying, you know, the whole soccer world. And I just liked how they played, you know, just fearless, fast, get stops, and they go the other way and put pressure on you. So, you know, I kind of just fell into that style of play. And ever since then, I've been rocking with them.
I can see you as a Ribery fan just based on the way he plays with that scar under his eye and the rugged nature.
Just chirpy, yeah. And it was just fun watching their style of play.
GP2, yep, at the hotel. Hey, Gary, leave us with this. How do you feel about this team versus how you felt about it when you were in camp? Wow.
Gary, did we lose you?
Did we lose him?
You got me?
Yeah.
Now we got GP. You. Okay, okay. Yeah. Did you hear the question?
Yeah, I got you. I think we definitely grown from camp in Hawaii. We had a pretty good preseason, but we still knew in preseason games that we still needed to clean up a lot of things and get our defense right and rotation and our shell and everything's right. And I think we're still doing that now. It's just every game, you know, the top of competition, the play level of competition, I think it's just going to continue to rise, and we're going to just keep getting better, and it's going to force us to, you know, lock down and lock in and, you know, and have each other's back. So I think every game right now for us is just huge for us and with our chemistry, and, you know, we're just continuing to build.
Gary, thanks for hopping on, man. Go get him tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Appreciate you, GP2 on 95.7 The Game.